NASCAR Steve hopping on the air, and I know when I'm talking to this gentleman, the racing season is getting very close at Michigan International Speedway. I'm welcoming me back to the program, President of Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing awesome, Steve. How are you today?
It's a nice day here in northern Michigan. Things are warming up, and we're actually qualifying people to win tickets. It's race to win time. And they're qualifying for tickets for MIS, so everybody's excited. And you're here to tell us what you have going on for the June weekend.
Well, we got a lot of great stuff going on in June. Of course, you know, you got to start with the three races, right? So you've got the Zumongo 200 and the on Friday night, which is the ARCA race. You got the LTI Printing 250, the Xfinity race, as well as the Firekeepers Casino 400, which of course is the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race on Sunday. So three awesome races, a lot of action on the track, a lot of fun. Of course, that Xfinity package for that Saturday night race is going to be the one they ran in Indy last year. So that should make for a different style of racing here on the track. Looking forward to seeing that. I know
nice.
A bunch of the drivers, they're excited about running that package here on the track. So a lot of exciting stuff going on. Free concerts, you know, free stuff when you buy tickets, all kinds of good stuff.
You mentioned the restrictor plate package or the aero package, I would call it, for the Xfinity series. Has there been any talk after the All-Star race of them bringing that to MIS maybe for the August or next year?
Nothing I've heard of. So we'll just continue to keep focused on June right now. And we're looking forward to seeing. I know that race in Indy last year was with the Xfinity race.
It was amazing.
The package was very exciting. So
yeah.
Hopefully, you know. But look, you look last year. You know, we had a heck of a race last year.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah,
right. Beat Bubba Wallace. I mean, you know, I don't know how much better you can get than that. They're cruising through the restart zone and photo finish. So I think we've already got exciting racing. NASCAR does their part to make it even more exciting, and we're happy to be a part of it.
You mentioned the deals and the packages that you got going on. You can go to mispeedway.com and go to MIS Deals. You got all kinds of stuff. Cedar Point package where you can get two Sunday tickets and two Cedar Point tickets. Your 50th anniversary hat ticket package is cool because you get a 50th anniversary hat with your ticket package. Anything that stands out there on for you that you'd like as a fan would like to maybe experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, if you're a roller coaster enthusiast, Cedar Point's a place to go. So, you know, I think that's a great opportunity for people. And keep your eyes and ears out because they have a great water park down there, too, and we're going to be doing that for the August race. And the hat is a one-of-a-kind. They're not for sale. So, you know, that's a one-of-a-kind opportunity. There's a limited supply of them. And then, of course, there's free food. So if you want your belly filled, or in my case, my bald spot covered, or I want to go on a roller coaster. I got three great choices as added value to buy tickets, and we've got the 38 special firehouse concert free with your Sunday admission. Kids are free on Friday and Saturday, half price on Sunday. And another new addition this year, Steve, is we're putting kind of a bar. I call it a bar, but it's more of a bar and grill. Food truck, bar, shaded seating area, and a stage kind of in the center of the fan zone, creating kind of a central area. We're going to have entertainment there all weekend long, everything from guys jumping on Pogo 6 to Great Lakes Timber Show to local bands on Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to it, we're going to have The Return, which is a Beatles cover band, and they play early-era Beatles.
Okay.
Dress, look, feel, act, perform early era Beatles in their first set, and they do late era Beatles in their second set. Dressed, act, perform like late era Beatles. So just phenomenal stuff. Great opportunity for a lot of fun entertainment for everybody.
Now, you teamed up with Consumers Energy. They're going to be the new sponsor of the August race, the title sponsor. But you've also teamed up with them for the June weekend. A couple of cool things. First of all, the charity dinner. Explain that to the folks and how they can participate.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity. We've got Consumers is presenting the Legends of Racing exhibit that we have all weekend long on the Fan Plaza. It's going to feature everything from an Earnhardt Senior car to an Al Unser Senior car, Rick Mears, Greg Biffle, Carl Edwards, Earnhardt Jr., David Pearson, Richard Petty, Dale Jarrett, Bill Elliott, Bobby. It's just a slew of memorabilia. If you like cars or you like racing or a little of both, it's going to be a one-of-a-kind display. Really excited about it. It'll be here for both June and August.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Courtesy of our friends at Consumers, but also, you know, one of the nice things about having partners like Consumers Energy is we both care deeply about our community, and we partnered up to create a charity dinner. It's the first one. It's an inaugural one. We're going to use the Legends of Racing exhibit as a backdrop.
Okay.
We're going to benefit the Patients in Need Fund at Jackson Hospital, Henry Ford Allegiance Hospital in Jackson, and we're going to benefit MIS Care. So all of the net proceeds will go off to those two nonprofits that do so much good in our community, and just a great opportunity. Dale Inman, Rusty Wallace, Leonard Wood, among others, will be there. There'll be some question and answers with past and current drivers. There'll
nice.
Be opportunity to meet and greet, shake hands, and support two great causes. So we hope people will take the time to come and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's $90 a person, or you can get a $179 package that includes weekend tickets. So that's a cool way of kind of buying into it and helping out your charity cause as well.
Yeah, and if you think about it, if you do the math on that, right, if it's $90 for the charity dinner, that means what you're paying $89 for three great races, right?
Right, weekend tickets.
Yeah, so that's a heck of an opportunity for people to come out, support a good cause, and catch a bunch of great on-track action.
And some of those cars that are going to be in the display are actual winners. You're going to have Bill Elliott's 1987 winner in there and Bobby Allison's 1972 Chevy Malibu. So you got some special cars that have connections. Also, the drivers have connections, and they were big winners at MIS over the years as well.
Correct. And when fans come out, they're going to see a lot of new stuff, right? We've got a bunch of stuff going up in the grandstands to celebrate our history, a bunch of stuff throughout the track. We've got the our new partner, Zumongo. We've got the Zumongo Adrenaline Zone, which will be over just adjacent to Fan Plaza. They're going to have everything from snowmobiles, X-game athletes, motorcycles, cars, all kinds of stuff. They're going to have an action-packed weekend over there. They're also sponsoring our Turn 3 Z-Deck, which is $35 for the weekend, all three races. We're going to have DJs. And a whole bunch of great fun stuff going on over there all weekend long. So it's going to be a great summer and a great season here at MIS.
Now, folks, I always recommend when you go to the races, no matter what track you go to, but MIS, you got to get the full experience. Go get yourself some scanners, get those rented, because you will thank me for that. It's easier to keep up with the racing. Also, get some pit passes or camp for the weekend if you haven't done that. Try a different experience. You guys at MIS provide so many different choices for the fans. How do they find everything? What's the easiest spot to go to and check out all the deals and all the camping and the hospitality and everything going on?
Yeah, and I think, Steve, I want to jump in just for a second
because you
mentioned the pit passes, right? So in the past, you had to buy a pit pass and a driver intro, and, they were, both added up together to around $100. This year, we combined them into one ticket.
Nice.
So you can get your pit pass and your driver intro. It's less expensive than it was before, and right now, we have an opportunity. You can give us your picture. We're going to put pictures of people on our track wall that have
cool
driver intros, and we've hired a comedian to entertain the crowd prior to driver intro down there there as well. So a lot of really good stuff going on. It's all at mispeedway.com. That's your best place to find it. If you want to talk to somebody right here in Michigan, willing to help you out, 888-905-7223.
All right. Get down there. Get your plans ready. Go to MIS again Friday. You got the ARCA Series Saturday, the Xfinity Racing and the LTI Printing 200. Or is that 250? Did I get that right?
For LTI.
Okay.
The night before. Yep.
And then you get the Firekeepers Casino 400. Always great racing at MIS. Get your tickets and your camping and your hospitality. Thank you so much, Mr. Brenner. Mr. Rick Brenner, Michigan International Speedway President. Thanks so much for coming on with us. And I look so forward to my visit. It's going to be my only vacation this summer.
We look forward to seeing you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
I figured if I pick one place in the summer, I might as well go to MIS, right?
That's me too.
All right. Thanks again to Rick Brenner for coming on with us. And folks, get your tickets, mispeedway.com, and get all the information to have a great weekend.